Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we got Keisha. Good evening,
Hello.
Keisha.
Good evening.
Oh.
Hi, I'm on time. I just wanted you to make note of that.
I'm definitely making note of that, too.
I've been waiting on you to send me a text message or something, and I'm going to call in time. I'll watch Jesus movie.
How was yours full all today?
Okay, good
here.
Evening.
Who joined?
I think this ain't Carrie.
Yes, Aunt Carrie.
Okay.
Carrie. I didn't forget my words this time.
Good evening, Mom.
Good evening.
Daddy Vernon?
Yeah.
Good evening,
Daddy.
Good evening. Is this Jordan?
Hey, daughter.
212. Who is that?
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot. I got to get familiar with your number.
Kara.
And Kira, good evening. Hey, good evening, Auntie Beth.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Brian. How are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Anyone with you? Are you fading out? Anyone with you, Brian?
Yeah, Lo and Daniel.
Lo and Daniel.
Who was Lo?
Hubert.
Oh. I'm like, isn't that Daniel's name, Daniel Lowe?
Angela.
What
is that? Bloody God, you
know. Y'all start calling him a low.
I don't know where y'all come from. I've been calling that for years.
Oh. Uh-huh. I never heard those. It was bothering me. I had to ask.
And we see why we have these calls. We get to learn stuff about each other.
And all.
Any new callers for us?
Hey, Mom.
Is Rita on the phone?
Hey, Mom.
I'm here.
Who?
Hello, Angela?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I had got a call, so I had to step away for a minute. Okay, you want me to do a roll call?
Yeah.
Okay, so far we have Auntie Dot and Kira. We have Keisha. We have Auntie Carrie. We have Mom and Daddy Burner, Auntie Betty, Brian, Hubert, Danya, Angela, myself. Latoya be joining soon. Okay, look like we got some more callers coming in. Okay. Okay, you want to go ahead and get started? It's about 7 after. I don't have any other callers connected at this time.
All righty. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Well, today we have on schedule Be Encouraged, who is Mom, Loretta, Hubert, Brian, Candace, and Toya. And today's session on God's perspective on what to read when you are in a position of responsibility. So I'll go ahead and turn it over to Loretta and her team.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good
I pray that we all had a blessed week. And now you would bow your head for the opening of the prayer line and the blessing of the prayer service tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we come boldly before you, giving you honor and praising your name. Dear Father, we ask that you forgive us of any sins, especially the ones that we are not aware of. But we do ask that you reveal those sins to us so that we may ask for forgiveness. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service tonight. We plead the blood over all the phone lines. Help us to know and hear your voice. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you breathe the Holy Spirit in us. We ask that you continue to work through us, in us, and with us. Let your light shine through us so others may see the goodness of you. For our main purpose is to help build your kingdom, and that falls under responsibility, which happens to be our topic tonight. Dear Father, we ask that you help us to deliver this message, and we pray that everyone is able to take something away with them from this gathering tonight and to be able to apply this perspective somehow during their busy week. Dear Father, we ask that you bless the ones that are here tonight and bless the ones that could not be with us for whatever reason. But the ones that are not here tonight, we ask that you lead them back to our weekly prayer service. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your peace. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. For if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Dear Father, lead and guide all of us, especially our children. Keep us close under your wings. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, we have, is this Doug or Candace that just joined?
Both of us.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we're going to go right on into the program of God's perspective on what to read when you are in a position of responsibility. And we have, is Candace with you, Bruce?
Yes.
Okay, Candace, if you can come to us, please, with the reading out of the First Kings.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Doing well. All right, I'm going to be reading from 1 Kings 11, 5 through 7. And this is about Solomon. He followed Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. So Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not follow the Lord completely, as David, his father, had done. On a hill east of Jerusalem, Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the detestable god of Moab, and for Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. Alrighty.
Amen. Okay, next we have Brian coming to us out of Proverbs.
I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21 through 27. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. If you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do so. And on here it has a little description of the principles of financial increase. I wanted to read that also.
Okay.
And God's economy, the key to financial increase is not simply to work hard. Although God does bless diligence and people who faithfully use their talents, the key to financial prosperity is wrapped up in giving. God is our ultimate source. Economists go through cycles of inflation, recession, and depression. Jobs may come and go, and unpredictable things over which we have no control may come along to affect our lives. Hear God tell his people that he alone is our source of supply. So not our jobs, bank accounts, investments, parents, or government. As such, and as part of his covenant with his people, God promised to meet our needs if we will honor it with our regular offering. Even if you have only a little to give, honor the Lord first, and he will bless the rest. Amen.
Amen. Okay, next we have LaToya coming to us out of Mark.
Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came over and spoke to him in a low voice. "Master," they said, we want you to do us a favor." "What is it?" he asked. "We want you to sit on the throne next to yours in your kingdom." They said, one at your right and the other at your left. But Jesus answered, "You do not know what you ask. You are able to drink from the bitter cup of sorrow I must drink from, or to be baptized with that of suffering I must be baptized with." "Oh yes, okay." And Jesus said, "You shall indeed drink from my cup and be baptized with my baptism, but I do not have the right to place you on the throne next to mine. Those appointments have already been made." When the other disciples discovered what Jesus had, they were very indignant. Yes. So Jesus called them to him and said, "As you know, the kings and the great men of the earth lord it over the people. Be among you in it is your whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be greatest of all must be slave of all. For even I, the Messiah, am not here to be served, but to help others and to give my life as a ransom for many."
Amen.
We couldn't hear. Mom coming to us out of Luke.
Yes. Okay. I'm reading St. Luke chapter 7. "Now when he had eaten all his saying in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elder of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with him. And when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friend to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter unto my roof. Wherefore, neither though I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in his word, and my servant shall be healed. For I am also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that follow him, I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent returned to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick." And I read to you 1 through 10. Amen.
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 Okay, we have Hubert coming to us out of 1 Corinthians.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 16, 13 through 14. Is that right, Lo?
Yes.
What stand fast in faith, quite like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. And also, I'd like to thank the family. Marianne was dismissed from the hospital this afternoon. And a blessing. I'd like to thank Aunt Carrie for going and visiting her and all the rest. that called and had me to get in contact with her, and I appreciate that very much, and LaConte for sitting down there with her all through this surgery. Thank you very much, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in His sight. Amen.
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 Okay, I'll be coming to you out of Galatians 6, 9 through 10. And let us not get tired of doing what is right. For after a while, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. That's why whenever we can, we should always be kind to everyone, and especially to our Christian brother. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay, and I would like to go on to add that, like I said earlier, I hope that we all are able to take something away from our session tonight on God's perspective on responsibility. And responsibility, we all have responsibility, whether it's being a mother, father, husband or wife, a brother or sister, an uncle, an auntie, a son or a daughter, a nephew or a niece, a grandchild or a great-grandchild. And the list can go on and on and on, but what is most important is that we all have the responsibility, and it is our duty to do our part. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll be going into the pick and shut in. Angela, are you doing it or am I taking off?
I got it.
Okay. All right, Angela will be coming to us with the sick and shut in.
Pain. Take time for the pain. We live in a nation that views pain as an enemy. Think of pain as unnatural, something to be removed from our lives. To avoid the pain, TV commercials tell us to reach out for the aspirin. However, did not turn from his own pain or the pain of others. During his ministry, those in pain often came to him. The demon-possessed, the lepers, woman with the issue of blood. When Jesus encountered them, he stopped and he took time their pain. Jesus can handle the pain in our lives when we take time, when we bring it to him in faith. We have the responsibility to take the time for the pain of our friends, our coworkers, and people in general. We even must stop and take care of our own pain. To do this, we must face the pain in our lives, admitting its reality. It may be hard to face, but when we do, we can begin to work through it. We can live victorious over it and not be mastered by it. Trace the source of the pain in our lives. Sometimes we need an objective, not observers, to pinpoint things we don't see in our lives. Finally, we need to grace the pain. That is, put it in its proper place. Romans 8:28 suggests that God uses pain and tribulations to make things right in our lives. Paul talks about his own thorn in the flesh and how he asked God to remove it 3 times, but said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." In effect, he says, "My grace will be with you in your fury. Grace will help you part of the waters of your Jordan rivers. My grace will shut the mouths of the lions in your lion's den. My grace will fight those and bring down the walls of your Jericho." What kind of pain are you facing in your life today? Able to give you the strength to make it through, but you need time for pain.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next we have birthday greetings. Do we have any birthday coming up? For the week of September the 4th through the 10th.
Oh, yeah.
Angela, did you have any listed?
Hey, Mr. Barnum, put the, what, hold on, give me Janet birthday today, so that's one.
Mr. Barnum's sister and dad?
No, her sister, his sister, I was trying to think of her name, Janet. Her name's Janet.
Janet? Okay. Hubert will be our birthday greeter tonight.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
Happy birthday. Okay. Now we will open the floor for any testimony, praise report before Brian, before Bruce comes to us with the closing prayer. So what I'll do is just go down the list and you can just say pat or speak. Auntie Dot, do you have anything you want to share with us this evening?
Yeah, I'm just going to be a first. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dweller in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desire of thy heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Miss Kira, do you have anything you want to share on the prayer line tonight?
So you say.
Okay.
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 I have Keisha.
Oh, everyone have a good week.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Carrie, do you have anything you want to share?
Yes, I would like to share. Did go see Mayor Ann, and I was expecting the worst. When I got up there, I saw the same Mayor Ann that we've been knowing for years. No different. Just stitches across her head. God had really blessed her. God really, really had blessed her. And through our prayer, he will continue to bless her. So we just need to keep her lifted up in prayer. And our prayer every day, make sure we call out her name because she need our prayer. And God really have been good to her. And also us, but, I mean, I was just so delighted to see her, and she knew everything that was going on after all of that surgery. So I just thank God for it.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Next we have Mom. Do you have anything you want to share with us tonight?
No. Oh, yeah. I just want to say God is good. Because I went to the doctor with this mold. Thought I still had it, and the mold had fell off.
Great.
And, I didn't know what the doctor was saying because I'm wondering why he didn't see the mold. Then after he left, and I found out the mold was gone. So anyway, I know God is good. But I still have a pain. I don't know. But anyway, I know God is good. He's working it out.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, Daddy Burner, anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yes, I'd like to read a little. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding.
Yes.
And all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. They will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, I have Auntie Betty. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
Pass.
Okay, praise the Lord. Brian, anything you want to share with us tonight?
Just want to say I love y'all. Y'all have a nice week. God is good. Can't spell God without G-O-D.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, Hubert, you have anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yes, I would like to say quickly, praise the Lord, and it's time to get right with God.
For the amen.
Inshallah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Daniel, anything you want to share with us tonight?
I would just like to say hello to everybody. Good to hear everybody's voice, and everybody have a safe holiday tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay, Angela, anything you want to share with us tonight?
No, pass this evening.
Okay. Bruce, anything else you would like to share with us tonight?
Be my mommy.
That me, right?
Yes, Bruce.
I just want to say I want to wish you everybody a safe and happy holiday.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I have Candace next. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
Love you all.
Love you too.
Okay, LaToya, anything you want to share with us tonight?
Okay.
All right. Okay. We have Bruce coming to us with the closing of the prayer. So everybody bow your head.
Yeah. Am I coming out of Psalms?
You'll be coming out of Psalms 23, yes.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, that concludes our program tonight on what to read when you're in a position of responsibility. And just keep in mind throughout your week that we all have a responsibility. Thank everyone for participating tonight. And like Auntie Carrie said, keep Mary Ann lifted up in prayer. And God is good, and everybody have a blessed week. Angela, anything you want to say next week? The open session. What to read when you are jealous. So come prepared. Angela, any closing remarks?
No closing remarks today.
Okay. Everybody have a blessed week. Love you all.
All right.
Love you.
Love you too.
Love you
okay.
too.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Kira.
Grandma. We hanging out. Who called that down?